Well, that's quite a song, quite a message in song. You ought to look up the story behind Charlotte Elliott wrote that song, and when she was a society type lady and was insulted when a preacher let her know she was a sinner and needed to be saved. But she got saved and then wrote that song, Just As I Am. And that's a kind of a little bit different rendition, but that was great. Appreciate it. Well, I missed an announcement a while ago, and I'll tell you why I missed it. It's written up so fancy. Most of my notes up here are not written that fancy. I'm not even sure I'd pronounce these names, though I know the people. Never seen them written with that kind of type. So we just won't read it. Just another wedding anyway. I've been joking with Hector quite a bit, but Sharon and Hector are giving us an invite. The ceremony will be 2:00, Landmark Baptist Church, on the 6th and 30th. So it's a little ways off, and with a reception to follow. I told Hector the other day that weddings was crowding everything else out. We're just going to start canceling them, but he didn't take to that too good. Anyway, praise the Lord to see young people grow up in the Lord and marry in the Lord like it ought to be. Amen. It's my privilege tonight to have a visiting speaker. I really didn't know Brother Wayne Statford all that good. He pastored an independent Baptist church, Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church, up near Asheville, North Carolina. And so I got to talking with him today. He has a burden for the prison ministry also out of his church. He may say something about that. But the name of the church is Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church. And he's got to be a good guy because he's bold enough to put on his track here, independent King James Bible. So I'll tell you what, that's not as popular to say anymore. So it kind of identifies that he might be our stripe, amen. We know he is. And we believe he'll be a blessing to us tonight. And I was sort of sedated this morning, but maybe he'll get you fired up tonight. And some of you are laughing because you heard him pray this morning. So buckle your seatbelts. Brother Wayne, God bless you. Come on, preach to us.
Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And I do appreciate all that he's done for us. And we thank the Lord for the good day that he's given us. Amen. Amen. And the pastor said that we were live on the radio. And I'm not so sure about that. Amen. But I do appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. It is our joy and our honor to be here. I do not take it lightly. And I'm humbled and honored to be here standing behind this pulpit of your man of God. I'm going to tell you tonight, to pastor anywhere, 48 years, that's a remarkable journey. And I came this morning to meet him. Amen. Because I believe, as he said this morning, our children are walking around and putting up in our living rooms and their bedrooms idols like LeBron and Curry and whoever, Brittany and who, John, I don't know who is alive anymore, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to say thank God for some men of God who have labored and weathered the storms and have been faithful down through the years, and to see this compound that God has allowed the Landmark Baptist Church to be sitting on this evening is a miracle. It is a miracle of God. And I want to say to you that are here tonight, don't take that for granted. Do not take that for granted. And I appreciate the honor. Amen. I went to the radio station yesterday, to the Bible college or the radio station, and looked in there, and I was amazed at that facility and just me. It was a ghost town. And but the door was unlocked and I walked in. I don't know if your security knows that or not, but I walked in and I didn't touch nothing because I was afraid I'd leave my fingerprints. Amen. But I did walk around, and there was nobody there, and I heard there was somebody on the radio right before I got out, and I walked in, didn't see nobody, and I said, hello, hello, and nobody answered. And I started walking up that little corridor to the radio station. I got scared, and I come back down, amen? Because I didn't know what was in there, amen? But anyway, it's good to be saved, good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I do miss my church tonight. I pastor the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church up in the Rutherford County area of North Carolina, just about 45 miles, I guess, south of Asheville, about 30 miles south of Hendersonville, North Carolina. We're in the apple business up where we are, and y'all are in the orange business. I like apples and oranges, amen? But I'd never seen much orange trees before till this week. My kids have never seen an orange tree, and I said, I wish they were in full bloom or whatever, but either way, it's good to see those things. I appreciate where I come from, and I thank God. I ain't much tonight, and if you miss and forget who I am, you've missed nothing. But if you've missed tonight who I'm here to represent, his name is Jesus Christ, you've missed everything, friend. Hey, I'm nothing tonight, but I am a sinner saved by the good grace of God tonight, and thank God I'm glad to be here tonight. If you have your Bible tonight, if you're able, and turn with me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 6. The book of Nehemiah, chapter number 6. The book of Nehemiah, chapter number 6. I do have a tendency to get a little loud, so you just bear with me tonight and pray for me. I'm just who I am by the grace of God. Amen. I'm nowhere near the caliber of your preacher. I tell you, I got help this morning. Thank God. I'm glad he's got my back. I'm glad he's going to avenge things one of these days. God's going to come back, and boy, thank God he's not coming back for a manger no more, amen. Thank God he's not coming back for a cross no more, but thank God he's coming back, amen, with the keys to hell, death, and the grave, amen. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight. Thank God, and the whole world will know it this time, amen. Thank God. If you're able to stand tonight and honor the reverence of the reading of God's precious word, amen. The King James Authorized Version of the Bible, amen. Thank God for my Bible, amen. Nehemiah chapter number 6, when you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, now it came to pass when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come and let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Why shall I leave it and come down unto you? Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the word of God. Help us now, God. We pray, God, to help your people. Father, we need you tonight. We need you, Lord, to touch us. We need you, Lord, to help us. God, I stand where no one can stand alone tonight. Lord, I need you, Lord, tonight. I need the fresh wind of heaven tonight to blow through the gable into my soul. I pray, God, tonight you'd help me now. Give me liberty and unction done tonight to preach your word. Thank you for the good congregation, the good miss to hear tonight that's set aside tonight. I pray, God, tonight you'd help us to see you. And Lord, I pray, God, tonight that you do a work in the hearts and lives of your people. And God, we'll thank you, sir, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated tonight. Thank you for standing. Amen. Nehemiah, the man of God, one of my heroes in the Word of God. It has been said that Nehemiah, amen, in chapter number 1, had a great concern. And we look back to chapter number 1 and we find that Nehemiah had a burden. The burden came to him about his home there in Jerusalem and how he had lied and laid in waste. Amen. And we see today, amen, much like America, we're lying in waste. I talked to a preacher just yesterday, I believe it was, and I said this. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I said this. I said, Orlando needs the gospel, amen. Amen. Listen, there ain't many places I've been that don't need the gospel, but I mean, you know how hard it is to try to find a church like this down yonder where I just came from? It's pretty hard, amen. That's why we drove all the way up here tonight and this morning, because we need, amen, amen, to be fed from God. We need to hear from God. We need God's word tonight, amen. Hey, so tonight, amen, we see America almost lying in waste, and we say, well, the pastor said, well, he may be our strength. Amen. I'm glad tonight I belong to somebody. I'm glad tonight I belong to a crowd. Amen. Hey, thank God I'm not a part of the mooses. I'm not a part of the gooses tonight. I'm not a part of the civitans or the ruitans. Amen. Or any other that tonight. I am a part of the bride of the Christ. Amen. I am a part of the blood bought. Amen. Blood redeemed. Amen. Child of the living God tonight. And that's my crowd tonight. Amen. And I got a burden in my heart. Amen. For America. I've got a burden in my heart for my community. I've got a burden in my heart for our church. I've got a burden in my heart for our state. I've got a burden in my heart, amen, for our country, amen. And Nehemiah had a burden. He had a concern tonight. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm trying to stay behind this pulpit, amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight that you and I, amen, need, amen, a burden once again, amen. I want to tell you tonight, there'll be no work that gets done without a burden, amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, if you're doing it because I say so, or you're doing it because the man of God says so, or your Sunday school teacher says so, friend, it won't be long, you'll burn out.
Right.
You'll burn out tonight. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you tonight, but oh, if God in heaven, amen, will put a burden in your heart and in my heart, amen, for the things of God tonight, hey, thank God they'll last, amen. Amen, when the devils, amen, are raging and hell's a popping, friend, hey, it'll work, amen, if God the Holy Ghost, amen, puts a burden in your heart, amen, to save somebody or to call somebody or to visit somebody or to speak to somebody, hey, just to witness to somebody, amen, thank God, I want to tell you, amen, it'll stand, amen, when the world, amen, comes to an end, thank God for the burden that Nehemiah had in his heart, amen. He had a burden tonight because his city, amen, was destroyed. The gates and the walls thereof were destroyed, amen. Listen, the Bible said that when Nehemiah heard these things, in chapter number 1, verse 4, he said he sat down and he wept and he mourned certain days and he fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Boy, there ain't much of that going on today, Pastor. Hey, amen. You talking about fasting and praying.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. I mean, that's like a what? But may I remind you, it's still in this blessed book right here. Hey, I believe, thank God, that's why some of our prayers are not getting answered according to the scripture, because we have not fasted and prayed and sought the face of God and sought, amen, his will on the day tonight, church. Amen, it's time we get a burden like Nehemiah did, amen. And then in chapter number 2, amen, not only do we see the concern that me and Nehemiah had in chapter number 1, but we see the commission that he had in chapter number 2. The Bible says, amen, and it came to pass in the month Nisan. You know what? That was 4 months. 4 months after he received the news that Jerusalem hath lied in waste.
Yep.
But you know, he was the cupbearer. And the cupbearer was not allowed to be of a sad countenance before the king.
Right.
Amen. Because the king would say, why are you so sad? What's wrong with that wine? What's wrong with that drink? What's wrong with that food?
Yeah.
Amen. And that cupbearer had to taste it before he gave it to the king.
Right.
Because the king, amen, wasn't going to drink the poison, amen.
Yeah.
It done happened before, amen. And so listen, hey, the king said unto Nehemiah, said, why are you so sad? Why are you of sad heart, amen?
Yeah.
Nehemiah began to tell him how the burden of his home country, of his own place, was lying at waste.
Yeah.
Amen. And then he said, amen. And the king said unto him, he said, well, what doeth thou make thy request? He said, what do you want, Nehemiah? What do you want? What do you need me to do? And listen to what the Bible says. And he said, if it please the king, if thy servant found favor in thy sight, thou wilt send me to Judah and to my father's sepulchers that I may build it. He said, I've got a burden in my heart. I need to go rebuild some walls. I need to go repair some gates.
Yeah.
I want to tell you tonight, there's a crowd out there that's not in this building tonight. Hey, there's a crowd out there in this community that's not a part of what's going on at Landmark Baptist Church.
Yeah.
They need to be reached for the gospel of Christ. Amen. How I would the pastor say, well, no, hey, we can get people all drive 45 minutes, but we can't get the ones who need to drive 5 minutes up here.
Yeah.
Amen. May the Lord help us tonight. Amen. Do we see what Nehemiah saw? Do you see the gates are falling? Do you see the gates? Amen. They need to be restored tonight. Hey, there's some gates. There's some walls that you once had built and once had stood in. They're at your house tonight. But now, amen, they're at your house. What used to be sin, now it's just come, well, son, go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what you've done? You've let the gate fall.
Amen.
You let the wall fall.
Yes.
A lot of our parents want to say, just get off my nerves.
Yeah.
Go do what I used to wouldn't let you do.
Right.
But now go ahead and do it because you're on my nerves.
Yeah.
Help us tonight.
Yeah.
That's not your son's fault. That's our fault.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Have you got any walls that need to be repaired tonight? Have you got any gates that are broken down tonight in your home and in your life? Amen. Hey, what used to be a standard.
Yes.
Y'all use that word down here?
Yes.
Hey, listen. What used to be a conviction.
Yeah.
Is it a conviction anymore? Hey, if it was wrong back then, it's wrong now.
Amen.
If it was wrong yesterday, it's wrong today.
Amen.
Hey, friend, tonight, Nehemiah said, I've got a concern, and I've been commissioned. You know what my commission is tonight? Oh, thank God. Thank God. I'm glad tonight. Amen. God sent me. He called me. I didn't call myself. Amen. Thank God I sure wouldn't be doing it if it were not for a call of God on my life. Hey, thank God. God in heaven. Amen. Called me to preach the gospel. Amen. To a lost and dying world. Amen. To proclaim. Amen. The good things of God. Amen. To teach and to preach. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad tonight, church, that we have a commission of God. And God didn't save you for you to sit on a pew and do nothing. Amen. God saved you that you might be about the Father's business.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see the commission in chapter number 2. And I like verse number 12. That's kind of where my heart is right now in my life. And the Bible says, and I rose in the night. He came to Jerusalem. He was there 3 days. And he said, and I rose in the night, and some a few men with me, neither told I any man what God had put in my heart to do in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question tonight. What's God put in your heart to do?
Amen.
What has God put in your heart to do? If you don't have a burden, why don't you get one tonight? If you don't have a place, if I preach a message called, Where is Your There?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you don't have a there tonight, why not come get one tonight?
Amen.
Why not come and say, God, give me a burden?
Yes.
I don't know why we don't ask that. I know why, amen, Brother Carter, we're not asking that anymore. Because with the burden, there comes a breaking.
Yeah.
You know why people are not having babies? They don't want to go through that birthing.
Yeah.
Them bellies get out here, them ladies. And not in our realm, but I mean a lot of those ladies that are so concerned about their bodies, they don't want to have children because they don't want their bellies to look like
right.
that. Come on now. They don't want to be disfigured. Come on. They're so selfish about themselves. They don't want to have that privilege of having children. Let me remind you, listen, we're not having any births because nobody wants to go through the burden.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me, church. 4 months went by. Nehemiah's weeping and he's wailing in private now. He can't even talk to nobody about it because he's afraid of what the king might do to him. He could be killed.
Yeah.
He walked into the presence of the king with a sad countenance.
Right.
Friend tonight, listen, what has God put in your heart to do?
Amen.
Just a couple months ago, I've been praying for a couple years now that God will let me do something for our men getting out of prison. And a few months ago, a building came open, and my uncle owns the building. And so he said to me, he said, Brother Wayne, he said, can you get some of your men from the church to go down there and clean up that building for me? He said, the last renter had it, and they've destroyed it. They made a mess out of it. And he said, I need somebody to go clean it up and get it ready for me to sell. So I said, okay. I said, we're trying to pave our parking lot there at the church. We still have a gravel parking lot. We're just poor folk. Amen. We've got a great place, a nice place. But we've been worried about a building and a fellowship hall more than we have been a parking lot. We're trying to get a parking lot paved now. But anyway, I said, yeah, we could go down and clean it for you if you'll just give us a donation to our parking lot fund. We don't want it personally. We won't give it to the church. He said, okay, I'll do that. And so we got down there cleaning one day. Well, amen. We got about 20 folk down there. We was working and cleaning and laboring down on a Friday and a Saturday. And one of my men looked at me and said, preacher, ain't this what you've been praying for? I said, well, I said, I guess it is, brother. He said, well, why don't we just ask God to give it to us? Why don't we just ask God to let us buy this building? Why don't we just ask God, amen, to start the work today, right here in this place? So we gathered around, amen, there in that dining hall, or well, the area there, the big area, and we got on our faces and prayed, amen, that night, that day, that God would help us get that building. Now, we're broke, amen, at our church. I'm just going to be honest with you. We give everything we got away. I believe that's where it ought to be.
Yeah.
We get it, we give it away. We get it, we give it away. And we're not a big church, brother. Pastor said we had a little over 600 this morning. Maybe we want to go. I couldn't fit 600 on my grounds, amen. Y'all be out there in the road having to dodge cars if y'all are at my place. But listen, what a blessing. I know what it's saying, though. Because I told my wife, we were talking about on the way home. He said, well, they usually have 1,200 and they're down to 600. That'd be luck us, amen, having 60 down to 30. We'd be like, where's everybody at? So that's what he was doing this morning. Where's everybody at, amen? But we began to ask the Lord, and the Lord said, y'all, God said, here it is. God just put it in my lap. I went and approached my uncle, and basically gave us 3 years to buy the building. Basically interest-free. 3 years. $90,000 to buy this building. It's actually two buildings. It's right about 4,500 square foot, and it's going to be a great place. But what God put in my heart was for these men. I've been preaching in the jails and in the prisons for over 8 years now, every month. Next week, I'll be in the jail. Scheduled to be in the jail next week, 4 days, preaching just like I am right now. We preach to them, hell hot, heaven sweet. We don't cut corners. We preach it to them straight out of this book, amen. And God put in my heart to help these men that when they get out of prison, they would have a safe landing zone. Amen. There they may rest. There they may get under their feet, get their feet under them. There they may learn what this King James Bible says. Because we're going to feed it to them every morning and every night. We're going to have Bible study. We're going to teach them how to sing, how to play the piano. We're going to teach them, amen, the things of God. We're going to carry them to the church on Sunday morning and on Sunday night. Amen. Hey, we're going to teach them, amen, what it means, amen, to be a Christian and have joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're going to teach them, amen, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're going to teach them, amen, thank God that we know there's no need to doubt him now, that God is the God of the second chance, that God is the God of the third chance, that God is a God that will forgive sin, that God is a God that's got grace abounding, that God is a God that's mercy is everlasting and it endures for all generations. We're going to teach them that there is a God in heaven, amen, and that we love them, amen, that we love them, man. I'm reminded, the Bible said, it's such for some of you, but you're washed. Some of us got over our washing.
Yeah.
Woo! I said some of us have got over our washing, amen. You forget what gutter he pulled you out of. Hello. Hey, thank God you're looking at 240 pounds of the grace of God's all you're looking at tonight, amen. Just a big old man, ball of grace, praise God. But that's our burden tonight. We've not opened yet. We've been remodeling. We've had churches, amen. Our church voted to do this and take this on and as a ministry of our church, and we began this ministry. Amen. We're putting every dime we got into it. Amen. Available into it there from the church. And the church has gave us liberty to go out, amen, on Wednesday nights and some Sundays nights and present the burden. I'm not a missionary. I've never asked for a dime. I planted our church, amen, 12 years ago, and I've never asked for one red penny.
Amen.
God has provided. Whoa, hallelujah. Did I mention God's provided? Looks like God's doing a lot of providing around here too. Before I forget, amen. Woo, amen. Thank God. I've been known to take a lap, amen. I'm about to have a fit, amen. Hey, listen, God is good, amen. You say, preacher, I'm saying all that I did. You're trying. Hey, before I was saved, I acted a fool for the devil.
Yes,
amen. I acted, amen. I, 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 listen. listen, but I want to say thank God. I just thank God over where he saved me. I just thank God over what he done for me. I just thank God over I don't never have to die and go to hell. Amen. I thank God heaven bound with a hammer down. Ain't got time to mess around, friend. Thank God I'm saved. Amen. God said tonight. Nehemiah said, what is God? He said, I didn't tell no man what God had put in my heart to do. What has God put in your heart to do? We see his concern. We see his commission. We see his construction beginning in chapter number 3. So we begin to work there in this building. My sheetrockers have been there this week. Thank God I was out of the way. Oh, hallelujah. But I got a preacher friend who does sheetrock. And he said, preacher, if you get the sheetrock, I'll come do it for you.
Amen.
We just needing that kind of help. Amen. Just a little labor. He said, just a little labor for me and my man. That's all, preacher. Just a little labor. And I want to say this. God is providing. Yeah. We're going by faith. I hope to be open by the 1st of August. I mean, I had some ceramic tile come in from Kentucky. A truck driver in Virginia went to Kentucky, picked up ceramic tile, brought it to North Carolina, and drove back to Virginia. All by the grace of God.
Amen.
Didn't charge me one silver nickel.
Amen.
What a God. Yes. You know what he said? He said, I haven't got to do anything for God in a while. And he said, if I can drive this big rig up there and get you some ceramic tile, preacher, and come down here, that's what I want to do for God. I can't preach, but I can drive a big rig. I said, drive on, brother. I need you. Drive on, hallelujah. They began to work. And then chapter number 5, chapter number 6, I got to hurry. The criticisms came.
Yeah.
Criticism. Sanballat, Tobiah. You know, some came from without, and some came from within.
Right.
Not everybody is understanding what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Not everybody understands why I'm in church tonight on my vacation. It's in me. It's in me. I love church. Hallelujah. Y'all call me in the morning. I may be back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I just love church. I love God. I'm not ashamed, church. So the criticism came. And I want to say this. Thank God for Nehemiah. He didn't cave in when the criticism came. We got so many, amen, spineless Christians anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, sissy britches. Yeah. Is that a word down here? I don't even know if that's a word down here. But it's an upper, it's called sissy britches.
Yes.
God's work's not for sissies.
Right.
Nehemiah fought hell by the acre,
yes,
doing what God had birthed into his heart,
amen,
to do.
Amen.
Now, let me ask you this. Are we any better than Nehemiah?
Yeah.
Before I forget, John the Baptist got his head cut off.
Right.
Before I forget it, Jesus was crucified on the old Roman cross. Are we better than they? Do we think we're going to tiptoe through the tulips and never upset anybody?
Yeah.
Never hear criticism?
Yeah.
Oh, friend. May God help us. That's where we are. We're too interested in being politically correct. Too interested. We're worried about pleasing this crowd or that crowd. And we forgot about pleasing.
Amen.
Yeah. What has God put in your heart to do? The Bible says that Nehemiah faced this criticism. And they came to him and they said, come down, let's have a meeting. Let's have a board meeting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, Nehemiah. What are you doing here? Here's what I like what Nehemiah said. Look at verse number 2. Number 3. He said, first of all, I ain't got time to fool with you.
Yeah.
Look, that's what he said. You know, it's in that white part. He said, I ain't got time to fool with you.
Amen.
So he sent his messengers. That's what Nehemiah, I mean, basically what he said. He said, I ain't got time. to fool y'all. I know what God's put in my heart to do. Why should I bother trying to explain it to y'all?
Right.
Now, I've had several folk like, what do you want to do? Preacher, these men are felons. Duh, they've been in prison. But preacher, and all. Dear God, and some having compassion,
right.
Making a difference.
Amen.
Church tonight, Nehemiah faced this criticism. And you and I are going to face criticism.
Yeah.
Nehemiah said, I'm not coming down. Nehemiah said, hey, I am doing a great work.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Nehemiah said, what God has put in my heart, it's a great work.
Right.
It is the work of Almighty God. You know what Nehemiah said? It's a divine call of God. Hey, thank God tonight. He couldn't come down to stop the work of God because of the divine call of God was on Nehemiah's life. Amen. God has graciously called you and he's called me unto salvation. Thank God there's no greater call on planet earth, amen, to humanity, amen, than the call of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Saved, saved, saved. We're saved by the grace of God. And because that you and I have been saved, we can't come down. We can't go back. We can't go back to the old past. We can't go back to the old way. We can't go back to our old life. Hey, there's nothing to go back to. Amen.
Amen.
The call of salvation. He said it's a divine call. God's called me to do this. He's called me. He's saved me. He's called me to service now. The service. He said, I can't come down. Why should the work cease? He said, if I come down, the work's going to cease.
Right.
And you know what? God's put it in your heart to do something for God. And if you come down, the work's going to cease.
Yes.
Right.
It may be the jail ministry. It may be the teens. It may be the little kids. It may be singing in the choir. It may be taking care of the village. It may be running the radio station. It may be over there at the college, the dean. It may be whatever it is. But listen, if you come down, the work will cease.
Right.
And you may tell you who suffers for it? You.
Yeah.
You. I like what it said this morning. They think they're doing God a favor by not coming back to church because they got hurt.
Yeah.
You know how many times I get my feelings hurt at church? Hello, newsflash. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, every service.
Yes.
And I believe it ought to hurt us every service when we see pews empty.
Right.
It ought to grieve us. It ought to hurt us. Amen. Nehemiah said, I've been called to do this work. What is God calling you to do?
Amen.
There may be some young man here in the building God's calling to preach.
Right.
There may be some young lady in the building God's called to the mission field. There may be some man that God wants you to go to the mission field. God's wanting you to say, hey, I'm going to throw in the towel tonight. I'm going to... Y'all like my condo towel, by the way. Hey, listen. But listen, God's called you and I to the service of the Lord.
Amen.
And there's no greater calling. The calling of God is without repentance.
Amen.
And if you would just throw in the towel tonight, there ain't no telling what God can do with your life. God can use the simple things of this world to confound the wise. How do you know where I live? I grew up in Shingle Holler, North Carolina. I'm talking about redneck to the core. I'm talking about sliding down banks for fun. I'm talking about swinging off vines, hitting ourselves, amen, with another tree. I'm talking about fun. I'm talking about rat killings. I'm talking about twisting roosters' heads off, amen, because they flogged us. Are y'all listening? I'm talking about setting up rabbit boxes and killing rabbits and having rabbit dumplings. I'm talking about, listen tonight, I am from the country. I am from nowhere. And how in the name of the world did I end up in Hames, Florida, standing behind the secret desk of a man of God who's labored down here for 48 years? How did I end up here? Three simple letters. G-O-D. God. That's how. I never imagined this in my wildest dreams. Every year for Christmas, I got a new bicycle. Why? Because I wore the first one out. Because that's all I had to do is ride the bicycle. I'm going to tell you something. I was the neighbor's kid. My mama didn't raise me in church, but I went to church every week. My aunt would see to it that somebody would come and pick me up for church. Most of the time, I'd end up spending the night at her house on Saturday night. And me and her would walk to the bottom of her driveway and somebody would pick us up for church. They wasn't buses in our community. It was just neighbors. And I'm going to tell you what. Boy, I stayed in church and stayed in church and stayed in church until I was about 16 years old and I got out in the world. But at the age of 21 years old, God reached further down that I could reach up. And that old country church where I grew up in, I met my wife, amen, now, in a bar room. But may I say that's the last time me and her both have ever been back in the bar. Are y'all listening tonight? I wasn't seeing clearly, and she was too young to be there. But God brought us together.
Amen.
And I believe this. I've never, ever cared for another lady like I cared for my wife. God brought us together. We've been married almost 20 years come July. And God saved us both. We went to her church, and I sit up there in the balcony. And that preaching, it was dead. The singing was dead. And I said, if we're going to go to church, we're going to go to my church. There's something real down there. I mean, there's conviction down there. The preacher will spit, and his teeth will come out. I mean, it's real. He'll get down on the front row and stand up and hoot and holler. And I want to tell you what. That Easter Sunday morning, to get all my family off my back, I made my way back to the Welcome Home Baptist Church. And on that Sunday morning, God come to the fourth row from the back, and he said, it's now or never, son. I'm tired of warning you. And that morning, I got saved. But little did I know, my wife was on the other side. She was getting saved. God saved us both on the same day. We got baptized just a couple months later. I want to tell you what, God's been real good to me. God's been real good to you, and he's put a divine calling in our hearts and in our lives. Listen, we can't come down, church.
Amen.
Nehemiah said this. He said, I can't come down. I can't come down tonight. I got four precious babies sitting right over there tonight. And for that reason alone, I can't come down.
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me? They have never seen their daddy hit, touch, do nothing to their mother. They've never seen their daddy in an intoxicated state. They've never seen their daddy cuss. They've never seen him do any of those things vile and wicked and ungodly. There's something on the line. Y'all understand?
Amen.
They're the reason we can't come down. If for no other reason, for that row right there, I can't come down.
Amen.
On Florida vacation, they're in church.
Amen.
I can't come down. Tonight, this is better than Mickey and Goofy. This is a whole lot better than Magic Kingdom. But I'll tell you something tonight. There's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. And I wouldn't miss out on what God is wanting you to do. Would you stand tonight all over the building? I can't come down tonight. What about you? What has God put in your heart to do tonight? By the help of God, when I get back on Tuesday, we're going to start painting. Got a bunch of work to do. Got floor covering to put down. Those men right there, they're waiting on me. I've been to the prison twice since we started this ministry. They said, preacher, when you're opening, when you're opening. I get out in 3 weeks, so you're going to be open. And brother, I have to look at them and say, no, I can't help you. But there's a burden in my heart for these men. They have nowhere to go. Statistics show us 7 days. If they don't get somewhere that's stable, that has a foundation that's different from what they came from, they'll go back to that same trash, to that same hellhole that they came out of, because that's the only people who love them. If we don't show them love, who will? It's in my heart to help these men. I can't come down. I just celebrated 12 years at the Pilgrims Way Baptist Church. There's a little old crowd up there in North Carolina sending their preacher messages all throughout the day, saying, "Preacher, we missed you. We missed you today." Amen. I can't come down. I got to stay with it. I can't come down. I can't afford to come down. God bless you.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for what we've heard. Dear God, there might be somebody here tonight that's wanting to cease, wanting to let the work cease. They want to come down. They've gotten tired or burned out, or they've lost the sight of what was important. I pray even in this invitation tonight, you'd renew a vision in our heart of what is important, who's depending on us, who's watching us. I pray you'd bless the invitation tonight for that heart that was coming even to church tonight, but feeling cold and distant. Lord, I pray you let them hear what they needed to hear to get back on the firing line and to get back with a hot heart to serve you. I pray you'd bless the invitation. If there's one here lost, that they'd come and let us take a Bible and show them how to be saved. But Father, the work is important. We can't let it cease. Renew it in our hearts again tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. You can come to the altar, do business with God tonight. What we need is God's people to see the seriousness of the way we used to see it. Preacher said, too many of us have got over the washing. We got over the washing that our sins have been washed away. It's not as fresh to us as it used to be. Oh, folks, Jesus is coming. He's closer coming now than he was when you got saved. So the job is even more important. Whatever God's asked you to do tonight, you do it as we sing.
All to Jesus.